I'm joined on the phone now by Mark Thompson, who's the Vice President of Mobile Services for the Weather Network. Mark, thanks for taking time out today to talk to us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You guys have just launched the WeatherEye HD for iPad and iPhone, and it's a really elaborate weather application.
Oh, well, thanks very much. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on this particular app. We actually waited a little bit after the iPad launched to sort of see, okay, what is this thing going to be capable of? And spent quite a bit of time. We talked to a lot of our customers and got an idea of what it is that they would want out of this application. And the joy of the iPad with the much bigger screen size and so forth, we were able to really put everything that we wanted to do on our mobile phones onto this this tablet application.
Well, you know, when I first got the press release and I started looking at the product, I was thinking, what do I use my weather apps for on my BlackBerry or my iPhone? And I realized it was something that I visited every day, which is a really good thing, I imagine, for you folks that people return so often. But I was always just looking to see if it was going to rain today and what time I wanted to walk the dog sort of thing. And then I'd use it for travel and things like that. And I realized that I thought that I just used it for very simple things, but the more that I thought about how I actually used the weather prediction tools that you have, the more elaborate they became and the more it kind of integrated itself with my planning. And so now you're starting to give us tools that go way beyond what I could imagine before.
Absolutely. And that's actually sort of been the strategy. And we've been a little bit restricted by technology and sort of what can we offer on the phones, the original BlackBerries. And it really was just sort of that, should I bring an umbrella today or should I wear a jacket or when am I going to walk the dog? And we also find that as more and more people are getting these smartphones, they're even replacing alarm clocks now. People keep their phone beside them at the bed, and that's what wakes them up. They roll over, They check their email, they check the weather, and off they go.
That's exactly it, yeah.
And now what we've had is we've been doing it on TV for years, and we've been able to do it on the websites just because of the available real estate and the size and the ability to process the data. But now that we have these faster devices and the bigger screen sizes, we can get into more of telling the weather story. So, okay, it's going to rain, but what does that mean? And when is it exactly going to rain? And do I have to call off the barbecue, or is it just going to be sort of a quick shower and we can keep things going? We just got to plan to start it a little bit later. So with the iPad now, we've taken the content even further than what we have, and we're really trying to make it this one-stop tool for all your planning needs. So if you're going traveling and, for example, with the parks locations, one of the things we did different with the iPad is the locations that you pick can get specific. So if you're going to pick, we have a city location and we also have a school location or a park location. And they could all be for that same city, but we have forecasts within a 1 kilometer grid. So it's actually a little bit different for each section.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose your child's school, for example, instead of just the city that you live in, we actually, the way we present the data is a little bit different, and what we do is we put up that school day forecast. So we put our recommendations on how you should dress your child. Is it a rain boots and mm-hmm. umbrella weather, or is it a hat and mittens weather, or is it T-shirt and shorts?
In some areas of the country, that might not seem like a big deal, but where we live here, we have so many different kind of micro areas. Like in the sunshine area of Tawasin and Delta, which gets far less rain than the North Shore. So it does make a difference.
And the weather changes so quickly as well. What you send your kid to school in the morning versus what they'll be wearing when they come home is very different. So it helps you plan that way. And then on the weekend when you want to go out with your family to the park or whatever, we've also now, for any of the provincial parks, if you have that as your destination, the first thing that we pop up is our bug report. So you'll know. All right,
that is too cool.
Mosquitoes coming out, and should I avoid this, or do I need to layer on the deep?
I want you to repeat that. You have a bug forecast.
Yeah, because it's actually weather, the intensity of the bugs are weather related. How humid is it? How much rain have we had? So we're able to forecast what the population of the bugs are going to be and how dense it's going to be and different types of bugs as well. Is it black fly season or is it mosquito season?
So, you know, and for a lot of people, that would be a negative to find out about bad bugs, but I'm a fly fisherman. So if I'm hearing that there's going to be hatches, I'm excited. So that kind of works. And you also, I noticed right away, you talk about what pollens are in the air.
Yeah, well, and allergies are really big deal to a lot of people. If you suffer from allergies, you know that, oh man, if the pollen's high. So again, to try and keep that idea of that one-stop shop, you look at it, you know what the weather's going to be, you know what the wear, you know where you're going and what the weather's going to be like there, and then is it going to be a tough allergy day for me, and should I try and spend more time indoors versus outdoors? So, yeah, we try and get all that relevant information, and it's really that full weather story now.
And what surprised me as well is the range. I've never seen anybody giving me 2 full weeks of weather forecast before. How confident are you about that 14th day?
Well, the 14 days, we call it a 14-day trend.
Oh, okay.
So as everyone knows, weather is highly unpredictable. There is there's a high degree of science and what we like to say is a high degree of art. And the Weather Network, we actually have more meteorologists employed of any private organization in all of Canada. So we take the forecasts from the models that we get, and we take a lot of work, and the meteorologists work really hard to get that forecast for you. So the 14-day trend that we have is really a guidance to sort of let you know, okay, is it going to be warmer, or do we see rain in the forecast? You're not going to get super accurate weather when it comes to temperature within a few degrees or what have you, but you'll definitely be able to sort of see a trend. When you get to about 3 days before the day, high confidence in the weather forecast at that point.
Mm-hmm. And now you folks are really embracing the whole social networking world, because I see that you've got Facebook, you're firing off Twitter feeds, so you've really drunk the Kool-Aid as far as social media is concerned.
Yeah, we found it. Actually, one of the things that we found most interesting is our fans. The fans of the Weather Network are true dedicated fans, and we have our Facebook page is just filled with people, and they love to talk about weather. And well, all Canadians love to talk about weather, but these guys take it to a whole other level. And it's they're talking about the weather where they are right now, and it's almost a Canadian thing for us to say to want to have the worst weather and tell the other people on the other side of the country, yeah, well, I've got 24 centimeters of snow to your 12.
Yeah, you know, in Vancouver, we're not so proud of that.
No.
We kind of like having good weather as opposed to the rest of the country. What about other platforms? Because it is spectacular. I've downloaded it on my iPad, and I'm more than a little bit impressed with it. But what about other platforms? Do you have the same tools on BlackBerry, on Android? What's the story?
We do. So we launched the BlackBerry Playbook as well. So we're available on that platform. We have an Android tablet coming out very soon. As for smartphones, we have an application on all the BlackBerry smartphones, as well as iPhone and Android smartphones.
So the WeatherNet's WeatherEye HD for iPad, I think, is a keeper. It's going to be on everybody's iPad, and it's something they're going to use on a regular basis. Mark Thompson, Vice President of Mobile Services for the Weather Network, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
I'm Steve Dotto, and this is Dotto Tech.